It's time for Wolverines Weekly. We sit down and recap the latest in WDC athletics. Let's hustle to it. Welcome in to Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. I'm your host, CJ Baumgartner, and we're going to talk with your favorite Wadena Deer Creek head coaches here, including Wolverines head Nordic ski coach Terry Olson. He's going to talk about how his team season has been going after the break.
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome back in here to Wolverines Weekly, and we're having another chat here with Wolverines head Nordic ski coach Terry Olson. And coach, just talk about how your season's been going. It's been a little bit since we got to chat.
Yeah, actually, I think it's been going pretty well. On Saturday, we have a meet that had to be canceled, but that was because of COVID. But other than that, we've made it to everything. You know, we started out at Detroit Lakes, Detroit Mountain, and that was kind of hilly, and we fared pretty well there. And then as the season's gone along, we've had other than the first time you raced, we've done some pretty good things. We had the first day we had two kids finish on the podium, the top three, but after that the competition has gotten harder, and this week at Alec, Bjorn Brunsberg made the top 10 in the JV Classic race. And that was the first time, other than those kids making the podium, that we've had anyone in the top 10 recently. But a couple weeks ago, we had another first for us. We had a first Nordic ski team from WDC. We finished ahead of Alexandria and Moorhead in the JV competition, but in Nordic, they count four guys, so we had a full team for the first time. That was a fun day. Then we've also done some other kinds of races, like we had three people compete in a continuous pursuit, and the way they work the pursuit is they start out with a classic, and you do basically a 5K, and then you switch to your skis, and then you do the 5K with your skate skis. It's kind of interesting because you don't want to, you have help, and somebody comes and brings your skate skis, and you step out of your classic skis into your skate skis. Somebody helps you switch your poles because skate poles are taller than classic poles, and then you go on. So if you do it efficiently, you only lose about a minute and a half. So that was kind of fun. Now, today or tomorrow, we're going to do a relay, a team, well, not really a team relay, a two-person relay, where the first person does their, and this is a sprint, so it's really short, does about a mile, and then tags off to the second person who does that same mile, who tags off back to the first person who does that again, who tags off to the second person and does that again. That was real similar to how those two women won the Olympics for the U.S., except they did it three times. And in high school now, we only do it two times. So we've done a lot of different things, and We've done some classic and some freestyle, which is mostly skate skiing. So it's been a fun year. It's been an educational year. When it's really, really cold, we go to the Maslowski Center and do a fitness workout there, so we don't freeze too much.
Yeah, you got to keep yourself a little bit bundled up, especially during this time of year. And you know, you mentioned a little bit earlier off air about the cold and making sure you guys are bundled up. But you know, on a day where it gets kind of windy or you have some of those kind of other elements, does that impact it, or is it more just if you stay bundled up and stay focused, really you should be all right?
Well, the cold will slow your skis down. So it'll take you longer, and it'll be harder, but everyone's in the same boat. The ideal temperature is probably about 25 degrees for fast skis. But then as far as, when you're racing, if it's kind of cold like it will be today, you'll be fine as long as you have the right mittens on and stuff. But it's while you're waiting to get to the starting line that you need something more to put on. Most teams have capes where, you know, it's kind of like the football capes when it's raining. They put those on. Well, these are for warmth instead. So, and that helps a lot. You just have to deal with the slower conditions, and it's fun though.
No, and I bet you it's been a really fun experience for the kids this year. Obviously, it's the first year ever that Wadena Deer Creek has had a Nordic skiing team. And what have the kids been telling you, or what have you just heard them been talking about, just from the kids' perspective? How fun has it been for them?
Well, I think it's been fun. They would be the ones who could tell you better than I, but every time I've heard kids ask, they say, yeah, we're having fun. We're outside, especially the skate skiing. That is something that is, when I started doing it about 10 years ago, I kind of fell in love with it because the rhythm on that is just so neat. You don't get that in any other sport that I've done. And people say, well, you know, ice skating stuff, it's the same motion. Yeah, it is the same motion, but it's a longer motion because the skis are longer than the skates. So it's a more fluid motion. So, that's what I really like about it, and I think the kids who had done it before a little bit, we've had about half our team who've done it before, they knew that going in, and we had about four kids who had never skied before, and it's a team. You're with some kids who are doing the same thing you are, working hard, you know. It's just great.
Yeah, and, you know, looking forward now, kind of what is the future of the Nordic ski team? Just what are your goals for kind of pushing that program forward?
Basically the reason we started it was to get the cross-country runners a sport in the winter because none of them were playing basketball or wrestling or whatever. And so that's mainly what we're doing, but we have a chance to have a team. This would be a classic style at the conference meet on the 1st. And in fact, we have a chance for a boys and a girls team. So that'd be kind of neat. We have a chance for three or four kids to compete in the section meet. And that would be a first for us. So we're still doing a lot of firsts and doing the best we can and getting as good as we can. And one thing I'd like to mention is we've had some help. You know, we go out to Black's Grove, and it takes people to groom it. Denny Berry is the main groomer, but Andy Dombeck and Paul Drange have actually groomed it for us, and of course for the townspeople too. But you know, we really appreciate it, and I'm sure they do too. But at the golf course now, we have skate skiing, and Jeff Brown has groomed that for us, and we've gone out there. So you know, it takes more than just the school, you know, doing it. It takes people from the community helping us out, and I've talked to a lot of people who said it's really neat that we do have a Nordic team, and I agree completely.
Yeah, it's always great to see when, you like you said, not just the school coming together, but just other parts of the community feel like not only are they contributing to it, but also just, like you said, helping giving some of these kids another outlet to play a different sport, and it's really fun to see.
Right.
Talking here with head Nordic ski coach Terry Olson. Thanks so much for joining on to the program, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Always cool to see those kind of other sports that you don't really think of in the traditional sense of winter sports season. Nordic skiing, it sounds like it's been a lot of fun, and it's just a really cool activity that some of these other kids get to do, and hopefully a lot more can as well. We're going to take a break here on Wolverines Weekly, but when we come back, we are going to speak with head hockey coach Scott Woods. That's coming up after this. Welcome back here to Wolverines Weekly, and we're talking with Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach Scott Woods. And coach, just talk a little bit about how the last week has gone for you guys.
It's been a struggle. You know, it's we've done really well with staying healthy, and I think that's been part of our success this year. And it's just tough. It's frustrating. It's frustrating for the kids. And, you know, we played hard. We lost our last two games. But the kids, it wasn't for lack of effort. It's just we have several kids that have been out with illness or other issues. And then some of the ones that are playing just don't look like they're 100%. But I really do give credit to them. They've played from beginning to end as hard as they could. It's just unfortunate that we've kind of hit the bug here lately.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk a little bit about, you know, they're a little banged up. It's a little bit of that kind of mid-season, you know, kind of trying to get through everything. And as a coaching staff for you guys, how do you, you know, kind of what's the game plan to help keep everybody motivated? And even like you said, you play hard, you lose a game, just to keep everybody's heads up and to keep going strong.
Well, I think that's one of the biggest challenges. You know, you try and do things where, you know, it's talking to the kids about it, and experiences that we've been through as coaches, I think helps, and finding ways to make practices fun when you get to this time of year. We actually took Wednesday off, which I don't usually do the day before a game, but we had several kids that were not feeling well, and just one more precaution, you know, in today's world to keep, you know, anything from passing, and hope that would help and give them more rest, you know. And on Tuesday night, we played Park Rapids. We played basically two lines and an extra player and three defensemen part of the game, and move guys around, you know, at times, and it gets very taxing on them as well. And so I think part of it is just trying to keep their mental health up and just keep them positive and doing things that they, you know, can enjoy and be competitive at practice, where you're still getting better, but it's things where they'd look forward to coming there. And it's, you know, it's okay not to always be winning, and of course that's the goal, but if they're happy and having fun, that's always one of our big priorities as well. It's just like anything else, I think kids are a lot happier when you're successful. There's no doubt about it, but it is. It's been really a challenge. Like, we even practiced the day before the Park Rapids game, and the morning of, we lost two more players. So it completely changed our game plan and our power play units. And it's just been an uphill battle that way this week. We've trying to find some silver lining that other guys got some ice time in different roles, but it's been a tough week.
And, you know, you mentioned, though, in all of that, the kids still played hard and they put up a good effort. And it was a good game on Tuesday against Park Rapids, although you guys came up a little bit short. But just what does it say about your kids that, you know, in the fluid situation that always kind of is with some of these games now, just how they were able to respond and come out and play some good hockey games?
Well, I think it's great because they've stayed together as a team. I mean, we haven't had a lot of issues, and that says a lot about those kids, you know, that they, you know, go out there and they play with heart. I mean, they played, I really couldn't say we didn't go. I mean, the only frustration at times is, and I think that was probably just a little bit of the illness too, was maybe just didn't move our feet as well as we had in some of those big games that we won earlier in the year. But again, some of that's out of their control. So, you know, what we did do, that part was impressive. They didn't really start getting on each other. They stayed positive on the bench. I think it does say a lot because we've talked about sports being a lot about life lessons and what you got to do when the chips are down and, you know, how you react. And guys have done a good job with that. They didn't just pack it in and say, we don't have a chance now. And really, we had chances to win both those games. But it's a good positive thing for those kids.
And now going forward here, is the goal, I mean, there's obviously a lot of, you guys are trying to task with making sure everybody gets better and all that kind of stuff, but is the number one goal kind of heading into next week and for next week just to get healthy and get rested up again and get everybody back on the same page, or is there a couple other things you kind of are looking as a coaching staff and saying, we want to work on X or Y as we wrap up the season?
Quite honestly, you hit it on the head. That was a lot of times with the newspaper or like Kyle, our PR guy, that they do a great job promoting our stuff. And normally I have several lines for him with quotes about the game. And I told him this morning, I have one statement for you. We need to get healthy because, you know, the kids are doing things well. They're still playing solid. It's just, it makes a big difference not having your whole lineup there. And again, I hate to talk about it too much because it sounds like an excuse and I don't like to do that for the kids. And they don't want that, you know. The guys that are there are doing everything they can, but it's kind of the key thing right now is in really anybody's season. You watch that in professional sports, you know, you see those teams and they go down a couple key guys, everybody else is moving to different spots. It's hard to, you know, pull out games, and so I think that's really our biggest thing. The X's and O's, this group of kids is very coachable. They take on any challenge we give them. If we have some goal setting during the game, whether it's shots on net or whatever it might be, and changes in systems in our forecheck or something, they're very, very coachable and grab it and go. So that part I'm not real concerned with. It's just getting them healthy, making sure we get a good stretch run. We've got three games next week, and you know, we just can't get into that again. So I'm hoping, you know, a lot of this stuff is peaking and getting through, and we can get back to having the team that we had a couple weeks ago.
All right, last question for you here, Coach. Just player of the week this week was defenseman Dalton Moyer. Just talk about what he's been for your team.
He's just been solid every game. You know, he's a work hard kid. He does whatever's asked of him, and he's certainly fun to coach. Like I said, whether it's practice or games, he's just very level headed, smart kid, and works hard. And he, you know, again, when we talk about what to do in the next period, he'll take it to heart and do it. So it's nice to have players like that. Very good defensively. Again, smart hockey player back there. And he's one of our better players jumping up in the offense as well to make good plays and make good decisions when it's time. So it's nice to have him on the offensive and defensive part of it, as well as he's, in the leadership role for us. And he's done a good, quiet leader that way too.
All right, talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach. It's Scott Woods. Coach, thanks so much for joining us on the program here this week. Take the weekend and the early part of next week. Get everybody healthy again, and hopefully you guys can get back on track.
Sounds good. Thanks again for having us on.
That, again, was Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach Scott Woods. Always fun to have him on the program and talk about how the boys are doing out on the ice. But now we're going to go to the mat, where we are talking now with the Wadena Deer Creek head wrestling coach, and let's hear what that sounds like. Welcome back in here to Wolverines Weekly, and we are joined with Wadena Deer Creek head basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. And Coach, just talk a little bit about how your team has played here through the last week.
Hey, CJ, thanks again for having us this week. You know, to be honest, I think the word that comes to mind with how we've been playing is inconsistent. We have had some games since we last talked. We played Hancock in Perham last Saturday in a breakdown showcase thing, and we played our tails off. I mean, defensively, offensively, the boys really worked hard, and we were doing everything we've practiced and we talked about, and we looked great. And then we fast forward to we finally got some practices this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we hosted Verndale last night. And in the first half, we looked the complete opposite of anything we looked over in Perham. It wasn't even close. I think we only scored 13 points, and we ended up giving up 29 or 30 or whatever it was. So we found ourselves in the 17-point hole at halftime. But then we, again, at halftime, we talked to the boys. It's not like we changed anything X's and O's wise. We just talked about our effort and our energy, and all of a sudden the second half we explode for 43 points, and we tie up the game with whatever it was, about 20 seconds to go. And Verndale got a bucket late that ended up winning by two. But had we not, been playing so inconsistent and got ourselves in such a big hole in the first half, we wouldn't have had a battle back like we did, and we would have, hopefully have won that game. But so inconsistent is kind of where we're at right now, and to kind of try to figure out how to get the best and the most out of our guys on a consistent basis. I'm sure a lot of coaches are feeling the same way, but that's our big goal right now.
Yeah, and for you guys as a coaching staff, it's trying to get the most out of your players. And for you guys, when you look kind of what's the way that you guys are planning to go about it, I guess, or what's, when you look at a team like that and you want to try and get the most out of them, how do you do that?
One of the biggest things we got to keep talking about is our energy. And I think when you got a team that's showing that they are more than capable, their energy is something, and their intensity is on the both offensive, defensive end. That's something that's going to just bring everything. Where you miss some shots, everybody can live with that. You get it. But if your defensive energy and intensity is up, I think that's the way that you should be able to prove or show more consistency. When some games, like last night, for example, we started and guys just didn't really seem into it. Big plays would happen, or we'd do something and guys kind of do the old golf clap and nobody really gets excited, where it's like it's hard for anybody, even coaches, to get too into the game when that's the reaction and that's the energy level of our team. So one of our big things is that we're going to be really trying to hype and bring up energy, ramp up that intensity on not only in game days but in practice, so they're consistently understanding what it takes to play at that level as far as energy and intensity goes.
And Coach, I know talking a little bit about the Verndale game here, but going back to that Hancock game, just talk a little bit about how cool it was to be able to get to go and get to do part of that classic, get to go to the Hive and play a good team in Hancock.
Yeah, that was a cool experience. Nobody ever really looks forward to probably a varsity basketball game at 11 a.m. on a Saturday. But being a part of a showcase like that had a lot of great games, and like you said, playing over in the Hive in a beautiful facility against a very, very quality opponent in Hancock, I was very proud of our boys. I mean, they showed up with the energy and with the intensity that we're talking about on Saturday, and they were all over the place. I mean, loose balls, everything. So I don't know if it was one of those things where, kind of some adrenaline that, hey, we're playing in this showcase. We got a lot of random teams here, people checking us out. We got to show out for them. Or what it was, but it was definitely a lot of fun, a cool experience, and we were very thankful for the breakdown reaching out to us and offering us an invite to that.
And now just kind of recapping the last couple games here, I know obviously talking about the energy and the intensity, but just, what else did you see out of your team in the last week, maybe good or things you want to improve on or just otherwise?
Unfortunately, CJ, you probably don't want to hear this, but it's everything that I'm even thinking about or trying to say to you goes back to inconsistency, where, we look at the Hancock game compared to the Verndale game. Our defensive effort, the way we rebounded, the way we put bodies on people, the way we were help side on defense, it was great. It was something where we're like, hey, we can build off of this. And then you go to last night and it's nowhere close to that. So it's hard to say defense was playing well when that looked not so good. And then offensively in Perham against Hancock, guys were flying around. We were making shots. We were taking care of the ball. And last night in the first half, anyways, the complete opposite of that, where it's just been one of those things where that's the most frustrating for us as coaches is these kids have shown that they are way more than capable of competing with not any team that we play, but high-quality teams that we play. But how to get that and how for them to show up and do that on a consistent basis, really, I guess that's kind of where we're throwing all our energy in right now, because we definitely have the athletes and the players to be able to do it. It's just a matter of getting out there and doing it.
All right. Always great to talk with you, Coach. Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head basketball coach Kevin Toomberg. Coach, thanks so much for stopping in to join on the program, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That'll wrap up our show for today. This has been Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. Stay tuned next week as we will bring you more conversations with the Wadena Deer Creek coaches and more. See you then.